Hello, my Walking with Jesus friends, on this Tuesday, the 5th of January, 2021. Today and tomorrow in America, there will be political battling that perhaps has not been seen in many years. In truth, what is at stake is the moral soul of America and our future as a society. If the Georgia runoff election today goes Democratic, and if the presidential election is ratified tomorrow by the U.S. Congress, there will be Democratic leadership in both houses of Congress and also in the White House. Further, there is a strong and growing momentum within the Democratic Party to move America much further into being a very liberal, even socialistic society. While the American Supreme Court has had three justices appointed in the past 4 years who have historically been more conservative, the actions of the High Court very recently show that the Supreme Court is still leaning strongly liberal. How fast and how far America will move left, away from our historic conservative and biblical values, is not clear. But one thing is certain, America will change. And many of our biblical values will be strongly opposed by American leadership in almost every aspect of life. I wonder how this will affect you, your family, your community, your church, wherever you live in the world. Could it be that opposition will become a normal part of your life in the very near future if you are a follower of Jesus Christ? History and the Bible are filled with times of great opposition to God, God's Word, God's people, and anything which honors God. So it is not difficult for us to look back and find opportunities to learn important lessons which may help us today. Let's continue our journey in Ezra chapter 4 in the Bible as 50,000 Jews who had been exiled in Babylon for nearly 50 years have returned to the ruins of demolished Jerusalem and begun rebuilding their city and the great temple of God. Look at the record. When the enemies of Judah and Benjamin heard that the exiles were building a temple for the Lord, the God of Israel, they came to Zerubbabel and the heads of the families and said, "Let us help you rebuild, because like you, we seek your God." Ezra chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. May I briefly explain? Mr. Zerubbabel is the man who led the 50,000 exiles in their return from Babylon, and he was considered their leader as they began rebuilding Jerusalem and the temple. These so-called enemies are the peoples from many foreign lands who had moved in as squatters and settled in the ruins of Jerusalem and begun rebuilding it as a non-Jewish city while the exiles were in Babylon. Judah and Benjamin are the names of the two tribes of Jews who had lived for centuries in and around Jerusalem. You may recall when Joshua led the people into the Promised Land from their desert wanderings with Moses, they conquered and divided the land according to the family clans or tribes of Israel, as God directed them. Finally, please note the important statement the foreign squatters made to Zerubbabel. "Let us help you rebuild, because like you, we seek your God." That statement was a gross distortion of truth. While it is true they were somewhat fascinated by the miraculous stories they'd heard of the God of Israel from times past, they had no interest in worshiping or submitting to the holy, almighty God of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, Moses, Samuel, and the Jewish people. Watch that, my friends, for this distortion of truth is what you may be hearing a great deal in the next weeks, months, and years to come, as people totally opposed to God, God's truth, and God's purposes try to manipulate laws and media and public opinion to push God much further out of every society in our world. Did you get that? Notice how Mr. Zerubbabel and the family leaders responded to this deceitful tactic. "You have no part with us in building a temple to our God." Now, in our day, those words would be attacked by the media and political correctness as intolerant and prejudiced and maybe even bigotry. In reality, it is a truthful response and one which holds the line of distinguishing between the Jews who had returned to their rightful land, which had been given to them by God more than 1,000 years before, and the squatters, the foreigners claiming the land for themselves. Truth is not variable. It is not flexible or relative. Truth stands immovable, while all else may change around it. God's word is unchanging truth. God's promises and God's covenants are unchanging truth. God's values and his standards of moral right and wrong are unchanging truth. But our human race, from the beginning of time, has resisted God's unchanging truth and worked hard to twist or skew or distort or totally reject God's truth. Look around you, wherever you live. Do you see efforts to distort or reject God's truth? Now, in closing today, look at Ezra chapter 4, verse 4. Then the peoples around them set out to discourage the people of Judah and make them afraid to go on building. They bribed officials to work against them and frustrate their plans. Oh my, does that sound like something off the front page of today's newspaper in almost every city in our world? Look around your city. What efforts, even at the highest level of government, are corrupt efforts to counter the Ten Commandments or other biblical values that God has given to us for building God-honoring families and societies? And how long did this situation last in Jerusalem? It says, during the entire reign of King Cyrus of Persia down to the reign of Darius, king of Persia. That's almost 50 years, my friends. Once corruption finds a foothold in the lives of normal people, and then in business and politics and healthcare and education, eventually corruption becomes a way of life, and it will always oppose people who seek God and seek to live in God-honoring ways. Did you hear me, my friends? That opposition will begin as peer pressure at first, then media pressure, then political pressure, and finally, those seeking to live God-honoring lives will be ostracized from their society, even locked up in prison as troublemakers. My friends, 2021 will bring new challenges and overt opposition all around the world to those who seek to know God, honor God with their lives, and obediently follow God's leading. In these next days, I'm going to look closely to see how God walked these difficult days in the past with his people as we attempt to walk faithfully in similar times today. Take heart, my friends, no matter what happens this week in America and how it may affect our entire world, God is on his throne. God is sovereign over all, and Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, is walking with his people everywhere in the world. Oh, friends, I have found a powerful song based on Scripture, Psalm 130, to help us gain proper perspective this day. I will wait for you, O God.